Several years ago, in a Washington, D.C. suburb, an undercover police officer followed and then shot a young motorist 8 times. There was public outrage and eventually a wrongful death lawsuit and a multimillion-dollar award for the family of the victim, Prince Jones. The shooting struck a chord with D.C. area writer Marita Golden and inspired her new novel, After. It's the story of what happens after a fictional police officer named Carson Blake makes a fatal misjudgment. As you hear in this reading by Marita Golden, her book begins with a bang.
Carson stands staring at the man on the pavement, his body a bloody heap illuminated by the fluorescence of the mall parking lot lights, and sees the cell phone a few feet from the man's hand, and he prays for the ground beneath his feet to shift in a cataclysmic rumble and swallow him whole. A cell phone, he thinks, unbelieving. A cell phone, not a gun.
And so begins the dark journey of Marita Golden's troubled officer.
This incident launches him on a journey that forces him to re-examine his past, his relationship with his wife, his children, and to reach out to the family of the man he's killed, which sets in the whole storyline of redemption as a possibility.
I understand that you originally wanted to write about the aftermath of a police shooting from the perspective of the family that was left behind, but Carson Blake is the lead character in the book, so I guess the focus shifted.
Carson was always going to be a character in the book, but he wasn't going to be the primary character, the protagonist. But as I wrote, he became a very, very important voice, a very important perspective. I fought with Carson for a long time. And finally, one day, I said, no mas, no mas, the book is yours. And once I made that decision, the book really came into its own. And I'm glad he won, actually.
I want to take a step back. How did you hear about the Prince Jones shooting?
Well, it was a huge story here in the Washington, D.C. area. And like a lot of people, I was just really shocked. And my own son had several years ago been a victim of police brutality. What happened in my son's case was that the police officer had a history of excessive force. He had been accused of this numerous times, and yet after a year-long investigation, it was found that he had acted within his rights, even though he took my 6'2" son and slammed him down on the ground, and he came home bruised and sort of battered. And I felt powerless. I felt quite angry. So when this situation with Prince Jones happened, I really do think it awakened some of that anger again. And I wanted to explore this subject.
In African-American households, there's often something called the conversation, particularly mm-hmm. if a young black man lives in that house, a young man, mm-hmm. Where a parent will sit down and talk to them about what they need to do, and more specifically, what they should never do if they are pulled over by police. You've had that conversation yourself, haven't you?
Oh, sure. I had that conversation with my son, and the night he was pulled over, he had done everything right, and he still was the victim of police brutality. And I do think that even though that happened a number of years ago, there are still interior wounds, okay?
I see them when you talk about it. Actually, you when you talk about it, you get a little bit arch.
Exactly.
I'm just gonna say that.
Exactly. And I don't even want to think about the wounds that my son carries. But at the same time, I've been given, through the process of doing this book, another kind of knowledge that I'm really quite grateful for.
How did your view of police officers, the police force change in the course of working on this book?
Well, digging as deeply as I did into the psychology and the inner life of this character opened me up. Writing this book allowed me to journey into a place where I don't simply see, quote, the police anymore when I look at a police officer, but I see a man, I see a woman. And I think that if there's anything that I would ask of the readers of this book to be open to is to be open to the possibility that that could happen for them.
Marita Golden, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
Marita Golden, her latest book is called After.